Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Coronavirus case count hits 40 million. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's number of infections worldwide in the Johns Hopkins tally. Here in the U.S., there were nearly 70,000 cases reported Friday as the virus resurges. Hospitalizations have risen in 42 states. Could this lead to renewed lockdowns? White House Task Force Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS 60 Minutes.
They'd have to get really, really bad. First of all, the country is fatigued with restrictions.
Now, the Senate returns today to consider more corona economic stimulus, but it's a much smaller package than what the White House and the House are considering. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week saying a deal must be struck with the Trump administration in the next 48 hours if they want to pass the package by Election Day.
Well, that depends on administration. The fact is that the heart of the matter is to stop the spread of the virus.
Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have been negotiating for months to reach a deal. The White House has offered a $1.8 trillion compromise, while the president has said he wants to pass what he's called a big, beautiful stimulus. Dave?
John, Joe Biden says the president is making things worse, still lying about this corona crisis.
Folks are worried about making their next mortgage payment or rent payment, whether their health care will be ripped away in the middle of a pandemic. Worried about sending their kids to school, worried about not sending their kids to school.
The Democratic nominee in North Carolina.
He will surrender your future to the virus. He's going to lock down. This guy wants to lock down.
President Trump at a rally in Nevada also called Biden corrupt.
And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise. It really is. Look at what's going on.
Again, referring to controversial reports about Biden's son Hunter's foreign business deal. He's earning early voting underway in another state this morning, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
More than a week after the plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor was foiled, she is still facing a lot of criticism about her coronavirus response.
Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller on Fox News Sunday says the reason Michigan residents are critical of Governor Gretchen Whitmer is because of restrictive policies.
But the fact of the matter is, people in Michigan want to get their state open back up. They feel that it's been way too heavy of a hand. It's hurting their economy.
Governor Whitmer responded on NBC's Meet the Press.
I'm not going to get distracted by a text from the White House or a Supreme Court here in the state that is undermining my work. I'm going to keep going forward and doing everything I can to protect my people.
Whitmer says the president has given comfort with his rhetoric to those who recently plotted to kidnap her. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The trial starts today in Virginia in a case involving the governor's authority. At issue, whether he can remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Richmond residents who sued claim that Ralph Northam does not have the right to do that. Also in Virginia,
the use of warrants, specifically allowing law enforcement to enter a residence or business without announcing themselves, called no-knock warrants, have been highly criticized as a tool of police brutality. Their use came under scrutiny again following the officer-involved shooting death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. Virginia's legislature last week approved a bill to prevent their use, and now Governor Ralph Northam is expected to sign it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up nearly 200 points, so stocks could surge to start the week. The World Series is set.
Eighth pitch has been the magic one tonight. This time he hits the ball to deep right field. Cody Bellinger has done it, and the Dodgers lead in Game 7.
And Los Angeles hung on to beat Atlanta 4-3 on Fox. The Dodgers advanced to play the Tampa Bay Rays. Game one will be tomorrow night in the World Series. In the NASCAR playoffs, Joey Logano won at Kansas Speedway to earn a spot in the championship race. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning, October 19. It feels like fall.
Yep.
ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey is the peak of the weather forecast.
We have clouds and occasional showers today, especially this afternoon. 40% chance of rain. Today's high 50 and 39 are low tonight. Definitely fall-like, as you said, Stevie. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 20% chance of showers. High 61, low 54, 67 to 57, the temperature range on Wednesday with the clouds, and another 20% chance of showers. By Thursday, we have sunshine and 80 degrees. Mm. Right now, the temperature's at 40, though, with the clouds and some moisture in the air. We're ESPN 93.5.
I believe today is early voting. If you go to your early voting spot, I believe it's now for a couple of weeks, and then 2 weeks from tomorrow, you can vote in person on Election Day. I don't need to wait. I'm ready to go.
That's right.
Get it done. Get her done.
Okay. Spread it out. No. Voting season, the final day to vote, of course, November 3rd, and results on the 4th.
Yeah. There'll be some results on the 3rd, but maybe not nationally. Okay, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So we'll get Professor Alan Sachs here on the line in just a second. I don't know what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. I really, really don't. I just don't know. I just know that you got the Biden drive-ins and you got the Trump rallies. And the rallies in Carson City and wherever else he was over the weekend, the cameras aren't showing the crowds, but Twitter is. Surprised that's not been banned, but I mean, it's just people for as far as the eye can see. It is not that easy to draw that kind of crowd. I don't know. Barack Obama drew pretty good crowds. I remember how enthusiastic all that was. But boy, other than that, it is pretty difficult to get the people that are coming out to these Trump rallies.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry, Joel. It's true. Professor Alan Sachs at the University of Texas at Arlington. How are you, sir?
It was a huge rally yesterday in Nevada.
I saw pictures on Twitter. I'm so surprised they weren't banned for misinformation. But in any event, it was people for as far as the eye can see.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry, it's true.
And those rallies come up in about 10 seconds. I mean, they're not planned far in advance. And he mentioned that. He's right. You know, let's have a rally. And about maybe a day later, here it comes.
Yeah, and Joe Biden's rallies are drive-ins. We have a drive-in movie here, the throwback to the 50s. In Gibson City, Illinois, there's far more people in the cars at the drive-in than there is for Joe Biden.
You're right. He had one at a drive-in, an old drive-in. It looked like there were about five or six cars there and other cars driving by honking.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Alan. Does this mean anything regarding the election? I know the enthusiasm is all on Trump's side, but does it mean anything?
It means a lot if you can get him to the polls. In regard to Joe Biden's side, there was never enthusiasm. He's just going to try to get the people to the polls through the Democratic apparatus. And I'm so afraid of the Democratic apparatus. You know, and I'm being very sarcastic. But who knows what the Democrats will do this time. And so that's what he's counting on. This early voting is just ridiculous. It's gone on and on and on. You might as well start it at 5 years before the election. It is just crazy. So a lot of early voting, millions of people voting early, and I'm very skeptical of it.
Well, if they say 27 million have voted, how do you know who's voted? Maybe they're Republican.
I have a good hunch that if the Democrats got a hold of it, keep the Democrats away from it, and you may be right. I don't trust the Democrats. I know that sounds awful tough. I just don't trust them at the polls.
Well, you're a former Democrat, so you've had some experience.
I know it. I'm a former Democrat. I know them too well.
Yeah.
It's like leaving a former wife or something. I know him or her too well.
What do you think happens with the COVID bill? Will they get money, more PPP money for business, more stimulus checks to the public? Will that get done with Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, the president's spokesperson, treasury guy?
They just have a couple of days to go, and because they have to get it done. if they're going to do it before the election. A lot of people hurting. They ought to do it. The Republicans and President Trump say they want even more money. But Nancy Pelosi wants to load more stuff in that bill. And that's the problem. So she's holding it up. And so if you want to put blame on anybody, it's Speaker Pelosi.
Well, 54% in a new poll, 54% say they blame the Democrats for no stimulus checks and getting something through. So,
well, they're right.
Yeah,
they're absolutely right. It's Nancy Pelosi that's holding it up. And President Trump has said openly many times, I want to give even more money, and I think they're willing to do that.
What was your impression of Amy Coney Barrett, Supreme Court Justice-to-be?
I think she's terrific, but the Democrats are afraid of her because they don't like her. They're afraid of her stance on abortion, on the Affordable Care Act, and that should not even be of consideration. My old constitutional law teacher, many, many moons ago, said, and I think he was right, you vote on or off somebody because of who they are as an individual. Do they know the law? Are they in favor of the Constitution? Do they understand right and wrong in regard to the legal community? And that's what you go with. Instead of, are you in favor of the Affordable Care Act? What do you think about Roe versus Wade? And that is the kind of questions that they directed toward Amy Barrett last week. Those questions had no bearing whatsoever, but the Democrats went with them anyway.
I had an odd sense of peace about that whole thing because I actually thought it was pretty good based on what I expected. This was no Brett Kavanaugh. This was actually pretty civil. And Dianne Feinstein, who hugged Lindsey Graham at the end, the progressives are saying she needs to go.
Well, Dianne Feinstein was right. This time she was absolutely correct. What it was, somehow they did not let in Code Pink or something like that. You remember all those demonstrators? They're the ones that really upset the apple cart. Some time ago, I guess, with the other nominee. And that's the problem, is when they let these people in, they started the problem and got everybody else going. So no Code Pink, you have a pretty good atmosphere.
Okay, well, I tell you, I think a lot of my Democratic friends, and I use Democrat differently than I use progressive. I think the progressive far left anarchist Marxist, I think they're just very difficult to converse with. And they're dragging, I think, your former party, Alan, far too far left. But I think the people that are going to vote for Joe Biden or vote for anybody but Trump, they don't think that packing the court and doing some of these crazy things, no border, no prisons, no police, they don't think that's ever going to happen, regardless of what the left say, because I don't think the Joe Manchins of West Virginia of the world, they wouldn't allow it. What do you think of that?
I think you're right. And also, there's a huge rural to urban split. I think after the election on November 3rd, when they analyzed what happened, that's what happened. There's a huge rural to urban split. Rural America is Trump country. Urban America is Biden country. I hate to say it, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
These big urban political machines, the Democrats are running the show. It is a mess, and they're making it into a mess. So urban America is Biden America. Rural America, good, strong values, that's where the Trump votes lie.
Well, yeah, we're getting reports that people are fleeing the urban areas and trying to get away from violence.
That's right.
So it'd be interesting the dynamic of that. What do you think happens in a couple of weeks, Alan Sachs?
I'm banking on Trump to pull it out, but who knows?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of this early voting. Millions of people have already voted, and there's so much information that's just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever dreamt up this early voting stuff, they're wrong. I know what they're trying to do. Let's get more people out to vote. Well, you might as well start 5 years in advance, you know. It is crazy. So we have early voting, which I think could distort the whole situation. And I'm guessing the majority of it is Democratic. I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But the Democrats love early voting. Let's get out the early voters. And they are. And here, the lines are very, very long. I have not voted yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to vote early. And I say I'm not. I'm going to vote early, but it's because I'm very severely disabled, so I got to go vote early, and along with a lot of other people. But I don't like it. I want everybody to vote at the same time, maybe on a weekend, but that's not going to happen. And make it available for people to vote absentee.
Yeah.
But that should be made known long before the election.
And the difference absentee, you have to actually call requested versus mass mailing to every household, which is what nine states are doing. Alan Sachs, professor, we appreciate you, sir, on Mondays. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to vote. Wish me luck.
Good luck, sir. Good luck, professor. 52 years a professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. He had polio when he was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets around with a walker, but I sure like talking to him.
Me too.
It is a quarter after seven. You're welcome to chime in. I've got a Stever this morning. I give you a clue. It'll keep you warm this winter.
Nice.
Come on.
Especially on a day like today when it's kind of wet and cooler.
Yep.
High 50 expected, so we're adjusting accordingly.
All right.
NFL action yesterday had the Bears winning 23-16 over the Carolina Panthers. The comeback Colts beat Cincinnati 31-27. Quarterback Phillip Rivers, 371 yards and three touchdowns. San Francisco beat the LA Rams in that late game 24-16. Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Green Bay Packers. That final was 38-10.
It was 10-0, and I thought Packers were going to win 40-0. And then all of a sudden, it was a pick six for Tampa intercepting Aaron Rodgers. I think it was the first turnover for Green Bay all year.
Right.
Pick six, and then it was just an avalanche.
There's
unbelievable.
Some statistics coming out, and with Tampa Bay, too, and Brady. So, interesting game.
Yep.
And we've got a couple tonight for Monday Night Football. The first one, Central Time at 4 o'clock, Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills. And then 7:15 is Arizona at Dallas. So, let's talk about the World Series that is set. The LA Dodgers end up winning 4-3, and 4-3 was the final over the Atlanta Braves yesterday. So if they go on to win the World Series over the Tampa Bay Rays, that'll be the first championship since 1988. But the LA Dodgers have been on the National League champs 25 times. Cody Bellinger with that solar homer in the seventh is what lifted the Dodgers to the win. So college football, it is game week for us. Go Illini.
Yeah.
And we'll be placing number 14 now, Wisconsin, at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Clemson at the number one spot, Alabama at number two. And let's see, Georgia bumped down to four, falling a notch after that loss to Alabama over the weekend. Notre Dame at three. And we've got some Big Ten teams to talk about with Ohio State at five, Penn State at eight. I already mentioned number 14, Wisconsin, Michigan at number 18, and Minnesota at 21. So we finally have the Big Ten coming into action, which is great. Is it Kokrak wins the duel on the back nine in golf?
I think that's right.
And Phil Mickelson ended up winning, and Joey Logano with the checkered flag in racing.
We have a Stever this morning from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Here's how it's going to work. It's a Trane two-stage 80% furnace, 5-inch filter, enclosure, Nexia thermostat, and install, $3,500. But no, Stevie J will pay $1,000 so that you're all in number for Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. New furnace that you need is $2,500 all in, taxes, the whole deal. I'm kicking in $1,000. Now, if the only way you would beat this apples to apples is if you were able to install yourself. Perhaps you could find something online that is comparable, but if you're normal like me and have no clue what the pointy one and the flathead does, then you need this deal.
Exactly.
From Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Stevie J tries to keep your home warm this winter. This will cover about 2,800 to 3,000 square feet.
Nice.
3,500. I'm kicking in 1,000. 2,500. If you want to be considered for my one furnace that I'm able to help you buy, text in Lands, L-A-N-Z, to 359-2255, 359-2255. Now let's check your weather.
We've got a high of 50 today. Occasional shower chance at 40%. 39 with some clouds tonight. 61 high tomorrow. Down to 54 with mostly cloudy conditions. Clouds on Wednesday with a high 67, low 57. 81 with sunshine on Thursday. That's the day I'm going to play hooky. So, there you go, Steve.
That's on-air programming and personnel movements I did not know about.
Okay.
Good to hear from that. Thank you.
Temperatures at 40 now. on ESPN 93.5.
You want to go ahead and lay out your other days off, let me know. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Are you really going to take that? That's great.
I mean, sunshine. 80,
and I don't blame you. Why not? It's 7:20 now in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. A major oil deal's just been announced. Houston-based ConocoPhillips is acquiring Concho Resources for $9.7 billion in this year's top shale deal. A crash in oil prices caused by the pandemic has accelerated a push for consolidation in the U.S. oil and gas industry. There's a new estimate out on the price tag from the damage from a rare windstorm, the derecho, that slammed Iowa and other parts of the Midwest in August. A new report out says the damage estimate has grown to $7.5 billion. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's currently the second costliest U.S. disaster so far this year. The most expensive was Hurricane Laura, which caused $14 billion in damage, according to NOAA, although cost estimates for those wildfires along the West Coast aren't yet available. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Just hit schedule, set your alarm, and click listen. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America is listening to Fox News.
You're moving to Texas. You've arrived, but your belongings have been missing for 3 weeks. Where is the moving company?
Moving doesn't have to be a horror movie. Book your move with a local move specialist at Two Men in a Truck. You will know exactly where your items are. Two Men in a Truck can perform expedited moves. They don't have long lead times, and they don't put other folks' furniture on the truck with yours.
Ew.
Move your belongings safely. Visit TwoMenChampaign.com.
I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, so we have Illinois and Wisconsin, 7 o'clock. In Madison Friday night, no crowd. It's just stadium and family.
Okay.
Big Ten's pretty strict. If you get coronavirus, you're out for 21 days, period.
Okay. I thought it was 10 to 14 with the public health guidelines.
Well, that's what the public health and why the Big Ten went 21 is like head scratcher. Guess you're smarter than all the health people, huh?
Okay.
Here's the point spread. Illinois is an underdog, a prohibitive underdog. I have no idea. All I know is Wisconsin doesn't have Jonathan Taylor anymore, and they also don't have the quarterback that had some foot injury.
Right.
And I don't know what I've got. I've got Brandon Peters at quarterback.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
And I don't know the status of anything.
I know. It's weird.
But Wisconsin is ranked, I don't know, 14, 16?
14.
Like, we are essentially picked ninth in the Big Ten of 14 teams. The Illini are 23.5-point underdogs.
Wow. Huh.
So if this has been a season of, I don't know, I have no idea.
Right.
I haven't been thinking Illinois football since Santa Clara, California.
Right.
And there was no spring football. There was nothing to really get updated on. I have no idea.
So strange for October 19th to be saying that.
I have no clue what my Illini are going to look like. I guess we're going to find out on
That's
the TV.
Right.
But you know, Wisconsin lost here. That was the Dre Brown game. He wouldn't be tackled. We kicked the field goal and beat him unexpectedly. I mean, a shocker. I mean, they came in with a Heisman Trophy guy undefeated, thinking national championship in the Fighting Illini. I beat him. And they, you know, going to be mad about that? Come on, man. That was 5 years ago with coronavirus and people getting sick. Who cares? Strap it on. Let's play some football. But
there
I
you go.
Would sure hope we'd cover that. I would sure hope we could do that. All right, we're going to stay the state of the city of Champaign with Mayor Deb Frank Finan.
Yes.
If you have any questions you want me to ask her, you can always Facebook message me. We are live on Facebook, live on the YouTube channel. You can podcast at steviejay.com. Always go back.
Well, in my circle of people, we're all confused about the numbers, and I'm not sure how she is out of the gate here on Monday morning about all of that, but it's the University of Illinois, and are their numbers figured into Champaign County? Are we not? And, you know, because of that, is our rate getting higher? And are we worried that we could have an uptick in regulations then from public health? I mean, it's just one of those things.
Look. We wash our hands. We wear the mask. We stay away as much as we can. Costco's opening this week. There's going to be how many thousands of people are going to go through Costco?
Well,
thousands.
Early voting for Illinois starting today, and we're getting some, you know, guidelines about how to do all that and make sure we're all staying safe, which is great. It's just such a different place than we were.
Well, it's where we are. It is where we are. So what do we do, people? Do we freak out or you handle it? You handle it. I mean, there's going to be ramifications and books written and studies done on what happened to the other side of this. We know about the masks. We know about the deaths. We know about the sicknesses. Do you know about the suicides and the drug overdoses and the child abuse and the spousal abuse? Do you know about the people that are getting lost through the cracks at Urbana High School and Urbana Middle School and Champaign Centennial High School?
Right.
We don't hear about that, but there are kids that have disengaged. What happens to them?
I don't know.
What are you supposed to do about that? If we're not going to be requiring them to go to school, guess what? Guess who said this about 4 months ago? We can't keep track of them. There's no way. Be real. You've got so many families that have zero people going at home to help the kids.
That's right.
And so, but I don't have an answer for it. If you're not going to be able to go to school, you're going to have that. And apparently we can't figure out school. Okay. Well, I feel good. I feel great in the therapy
session.
Here
we go with the therapy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think some pretty big news. You know the Hummer?
Yeah.
These Hummers are awesome.
And they've moved to the electric mode, right?
These are now all electric Hummers, and Sarah Champaign is your dealer.
Nice!
So Ben Quattrone has told me that he has put his first order in for one of those Hummers that before you'd say, well, does that get how many miles a gallon? Three?
Nine.
Now it's going to be all electric and apparently 1,000 horsepower.
Whoa!
So you can go in your electric Hummer. It's going to be the bomb. It's going to be the show.
You know, we've had electric cars in our family. Have you ever seen our little? It's essentially
it's a little itty bitty guy. Yeah. Well,
from
it's electric. I'm all for
a city car.
Hey, who's not for honking at the gas station
That's
as you drive
right.
by? I mean, I'm fine with that, and I can't wait to see the new Hummer that'll be coming to Sarah Champaign, your official Hummer dealer, as part of their Subaru and Honda and BMW and GMC and Buick.
Right there in front of Savoy 16
and,
Theater.
And now Hummer, and he's got the order, and I want that. I'd like to test drive it. Maybe
me too.
They don't let me hold on to it for couple of months.
Exactly.
Doubt it.
Toot around town,
yeah.
a little display on the go.
Electric now. Okay, we're in a Stever, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. If you need a furnace, I've got your deal. We will consider you if you text LANZ, L-A-N-Z, to 359-2255. Several of you already said, I'm in. I want that. I'll let you know. It's a train two-stage, 80% furnace. I don't know what these words mean, people, but it's a $3,500 furnace that I'm getting out the door for you all in at $2,500. So nobody wants to spend money on a furnace, but if you have to, I don't know if you can beat this deal. $2,500 from great people at LANZ Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. If you want to be considered for my furnace deal, 359-2255, text in the word LANZ. That is your Stever offer of the morning via text today.
I mean, imagine how much money you're going to save on your energy bills if you have an efficient running train machine.
Good point. Not only save $1,000 because I'm kicking in, but you save on your energy.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to stop a train.
There you go. It's the mayor of Champaign, Deb Frank Finer, next. 7:30 ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Chris Foster. 15 days to Election Day, early in-person voting starts today in Florida, a big state where the polls are close.
Christina White is Miami-Dade's election supervisor.
Our voting system is accurately programmed and tabulating exactly as it should.
Any Florida voter can vote at any early voting location in the state throughout this period. It ends Sunday, November 1st. After that, in-person voting can't be done until Tuesday, November 3rd, and only at their local precinct.
Fox's Evan Brown in Broward County, Florida. Last Thursday's presidential debate was canceled. This Thursday's final debate still on.
Kristen Welker from NBC News will serve as the moderator for the 90-minute debate, divided into six 15-minute segments, including fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership.
Fox's John Decker in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
Did your roof get hit hard by the July hailstorm in central Illinois? If so, you need to call Freedom Roofing ASAP. Freedom Roofing has the expertise to repair, evaluate, and even replace your entire roof, and it could be covered entirely by your insurance. Give Freedom Roofing a call at 217-393-6000. That's 217-393-6000. Or visit them on the web at freedomchampaign.com. That's freedomchampaign.com.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Body and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Body and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Yeah, waking up to a little chilly and wet. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
40% shot at showers, especially late this afternoon and possibly this morning. We've got a high 50, low 39, 61 the high tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers, 54 our low in the evening, up to 67 and down to 57 on Wednesday with the clouds, but sunshine and a high 81 on Thursday. 41 now on ESPN 93.5.
He is the mayor of the city of Champaign. She is Deb Frank-Finan. Mayor, how are you?
I'm good on this chilly morning.
Why did you go outside and put your coat on? I'm just curious.
Because I wanted to make sure you could hear me. Reception in my house is not awesome.
Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha covered. Well, with all the security and the Secret Service and stuff, I can see all the... RF problems for you. Okay, the state of the city of Champaign is what?
You know, I think it is pretty good. You know, certainly the same issues that we've had since March, but I think that things are going well. Our positivity rate in Champaign County is low, which is always good. And, you know, that is enabled us to keep our economy as open as we can. So things are going well.
Okay. What's the status of restaurants?
You know, they actually did better during the summer than we expected. So we have our food and beverage tax revenues. We got a report on that, and it was higher than expected. I mean, still certainly down, but they had a pretty good summer. Obviously, there is a lot of concern as we start to move inside for the winter. The Champaign County Chamber is working with the restaurants and working on some bulk sales orders of things like heaters and tents and, you know, trying to get creative about how we can keep people open during the winter, you know, in case people are leery about going inside or getting better ventilation inside so it's safer inside.
Wright Street and Green to Springfield will be open southbound when?
I don't know that off the top of my head, but hopefully soon.
Another texter says, can we have a welcome to Champaign divides the city? Because nobody has a clue. If you go to, you know, 400 West Green, you might end up at 400 East Green. I mean, is there going to be, I know it says the Champaign population and Urbana population, at least on Windsor, but is that a good idea to say welcome to, so people have a clue where the line is, if that matters?
You know, we haven't done that. I can certainly propose that to Public Works. You know, we've done so much work with the MCOR project on Green Street, and I think people are going to be, you know, relieved when all of that construction is done. And then we can talk with Urbana about the best way to do it. It does get confusing as you go back and forth, certainly.
I don't believe anybody has an answer for this, but I'm sure you're aware, as are all our school people and superintendents and stuff, how many kids we're losing through the cracks. And even one child loss is bad, but I you just know that's going to happen when you've got a home that isn't super strong with support. The ramifications of that, who knows down the road what that's going to mean, but what can we do except get kids back in school?
Well, I mean, the getting kids back in school, I'm going to leave to the school board, but I will talk about, you know, some of the programs. So Mount Calvary, which they've changed their name. They used to be Jericho Church, which is right across from Garden Hills, for example. They have a program where they have a drop-off, so parents who have to be at work full-time and can't be home supervising younger kids. They have a socially distanced program with tutors available, helping kids get online and helping them figure it all out. So there are programs like that throughout the community that I think are a good start. They were just funded for another, I think, the rest of the semester, maybe into next semester by United Way, which is fantastic. You know, we also have, you probably heard, the city and ITV3 work together to put together a wireless mesh in Shadowwood to make sure kids in that area had access to internet and could get online with their Chromebooks. We're looking at other areas of the city where we can do that, and we're trying to make a difference where we can, understanding that ultimately it's going to have to be the school district that, you know, decides how that's all going to work as far as safety and having kids back in school.
You know, I don't suggest there's an answer to this, and maybe I shouldn't even ask it, but the point is you're not going to get them. You just, I mean, what was it when kids are at Franklin, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, the teachers told me then, so the best part of their day was 8:30 to 3 because they had structure, and they had nothing at that time. They had nothing at home. So you've got to have some guidance of somebody saying, here's how we get online, here's what you got to do. That isn't happening, Deb, and we know that, but I don't have an answer of how to fix that.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why the programs like the one at Mount Calvary exist. I mean, assuming families, you know, can get kids dropped off there, then there is some structure available for the kids. And, you know, we are trying to do that. We recognize this is a big problem. Certainly, even kids who have the supports, there are some kids who are thriving in the system, and there are kids who, you know, the online learning just isn't working for them. And I think the district, you know, I haven't paid as close of attention because it's not a city decision, but I believe that they are going to be doing a mix of in-person and online, and that, you know, this particularly for the younger kids, they're looking at that starting to happen. So, you know, they're working through it. They also have issues with teachers, right? They have a duty to keep their employees safe and healthy, and so, you know, they've got to weigh all of those things.
Now, one of the issues, and you get to deal with it all the time, is that you cannot, in a situation like this, you cannot make everybody happy. You can't do it. And there are going to be people that bring up stuff based on however, I mean, there's children now that don't want to go outside. There are people, there are adults that don't want to go outside. They're so afraid of what, and Julie Pride said it 5 months ago. I said, what if there's no vaccine? She said, we'll have to learn to live with it. I think it's time to learn to live with it.
Well, I mean, I think that we are. I mean, I think our community in particular, and I say that broadly, Champaign and Urbana, has really done a great job. I mean, when I go out in this community, people are wearing masks, they are social distancing, they're being respectful, they are figuring out ways to continue with their lives in a safe manner. And, you know, I think that's really important. Our family ate out at a local restaurant outside over the weekend, and, you know, servers wore masks. We wore our masks while we were ordering. The people around us were sitting far enough away. I mean, I just think that we have a community that understands the importance of it, but has also, you know, figured out how to incorporate the health requirements into our daily lives.
Mayor Deb, how is the racial divide, police reform, some of those tough topics that you've been facing inside the last few months?
You know, we started our police listening sessions. We actually just ended those. So we had a series of those over the last month where community had an opportunity to, you know, zoom in and talk about larger policy issues for police. That will all get compiled now by our staff, and then we're going to be going into what we're calling study circles, which are much smaller groups to have in-depth conversations about some of those big topic areas. So we continue to work on it, and, you know, it's certainly something that is not going away. It's just a matter of having thoughtful conversation and allowing both sides to be heard.
Well, that's what you do. You try and communicate. You try and be in the community. You try and have relationships and do all those things, and sometimes pretty hard. sometimes you can make inroads, but that's just a perpetual deal that's going to keep going and going and going. Okay, again, we've got Costco opening, and I would like to know the head count of how many are going to go in and out of that place. And I know they're going to do masks, and I know they're going to probably have to, believe it or not, 152,000 square feet. They probably still can't let everybody in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's much like some of its competitors, right? So Sam's and Walmart and Target and all those other places have figured it out. I am sure they are working with public health on the counts for that first day if they expect large crowds. I will be there. They're having a ribbon cutting right before they open. I got to have a tour, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago now as they were beginning to stock their warehouse. And it's a pretty impressive place. It's huge.
152,000 square feet.
There's going to be a lot available.
152,000 square feet. Man, that's going to be a big bag of pretzels now. Come on. That's going to be big.
Well, I mean, and I was surprised. I'd only been in one other Costco in Arizona, so I didn't have much, you know, to really know about it. But it's a lot of, you know, larger appliances and TVs, and, you know, it's not just bulk items in the way that maybe you think of, you know, not just, you know, 150 rolls of toilet paper,
right.
but, you know, other things. You can buy tires and you can get your glasses checked, and it's kind of an amazing place.
Okay, Deb Frank, finding mayor of the city of Champaign. Would you rather be the mayor of the city of Champaign or renting beach chairs in St. Thomas?
I actually love my job. You ask me that every time I'm on, but I am really, you know, blessed to have this job. I appreciate the community's faith in me, and it's been a tough year and a challenging year, but I'm hopeful that my skill set has, you know, made things a little bit better for our community, and we just continue to, you know, do the hard work. I'm happy to have the job.
75,000 renting beach chairs in St. Thomas or St. Bart's.
And the little umbrellas in the drinks, they're so pretty.
100.
I know, well, and kids can, you know, do their work from anywhere.
There you go. There's the benefit of learning. Now, that'll get them online. Go to St. Bart's on the beach at $100,000 large to rent lawn chairs.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I'm not going there.
No, I'm saying I'd pay you $100,000.
Yeah,
I think you'd scamper away from that mayor's office faster than anything. Come on. Listen, I appreciate you joining therapy. Thanks for being on. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mayor Deb Frank Fine in City of Champaign. I think Tony chimed in on Facebook Live, said, welcome therapy people.
Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Kathy was saying happy Moan Day instead of Monday, so got that.
This is 2020, longest decade ever.
Right.
And it continues. Illinois goes to Madison to play in front of family and friends, so there's no real home field to worry about. Mm-hmm. But we are 23.5-point underdogs, which to me, again, is kind of shocking.
Putting those stinking Badgers up on us, so we'll see how it goes.
That's the kind of respect I'm getting, right? They don't have Jonathan Taylor. They don't even have their starting quarterback.
Right, with the foot injury.
So we're that bad? Well, you know how I handle those things. Okay, why would we waste gas? I'd go up there and just get an autograph from their people and say, would you guys take a selfie with me? Because you're so good. Obviously, you're all first-round picks in the NFL.
That's right.
We can't compete with you. Look at your 23.5-point. Come on.
Game time, 7 o'clock on Friday.
We have a Stever going on. If you've just tuned in, I have a Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing furnace. I'm selling a furnace. It's $3,500. That includes your train two stage, 80% furnace, 5-inch filter enclosure, Nexia thermostat, and install. I'm kicking in $1,000 for one person. So if you're in need of a furnace, it's $2,500 instead of $3,500, and that's a very good deal. Because that furnace that you forgot about and haven't checked in a long time needs replaced because it's 30 years old. Let me help you. Text in LANZ to 359-2255, LANZ 359-2255 if you want CVJ to help you buy a furnace.
Sounds good.
LANZ Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Troy and his team, darn good. 359-2255, and all you're doing if you text in LANZ is you're going to investigate the deal. There's no obligation either from me or you. It's essentially saying, yeah, I'll take a peek. Here we go, sports headlines, 7:49.
Well, since we were talking football on our Illini facing Wisconsin, there were a bunch of teams in the Big Ten that made the college football poll, with Penn State at number 8, Ohio State at number 5, Michigan at 18, Minnesota at 21, as we mentioned, Wisconsin at 14. Now, when it comes to the very top, we have Clemson and then Alabama at 2, Notre Dame at 3, Georgia at 4, falling a notch after their loss to Alabama. Now, I didn't get to see much of that game. Was Nick, you know.
Nick Saban was on the sidelines because he had like 3 negative tests after the positive.
Okay.
So that's how we do that.
Okay.
He said he didn't have any symptoms and he's never missed a game in
right.
50 years.
Right.
So let's try that again. Best out of 5.
We see how it goes. He'll be 69 on Halloween.
Well, apparently there are false positives.
Yes,
I mean,
there are
false positives.
Yes.
And if you're a normal schmo, you live with it.
And yeah, that's right.
But if you're Nick Saban, you can get as many tests as it takes. If it's not best out of 5, it's best out of 7. Then it's best out of 15.
I love it. All right, Chicago Bears over the Carolina Panthers is trending in the Windy City, especially 23-16. Wow, the Bears are 5-1. The
Bears are number 1 in the NFC Central, and hey, they just might be the team.
Exactly.
I mean, way to go, Bears.
And we have contenders for the World Series. It's set. LA Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves yesterday 4-3. So they'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays. Is that tomorrow?
It starts Tuesday.
Okay.
That's tomorrow. Jim was lost on the whole thing. So, yeah, I don't know how the networks feel about Tampa Bay and LA.
Right.
I'm sure they would have preferred, like, Houston and LA because
right.
they're a little. I'm rooting for the Dodgers simply because they kind of had that whole Houston sign-stealing scandal.
Yeah.
And so they were victims of that. And think about Yu Darvish, who pitches for the Cubs now. He had an amazing year. He was back a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago. Traded to the Dodgers for the playoffs. Got to the Houston and LA World Series. Was awful. Well, it's because they were stealing the signs.
Right.
They knew what pitch was coming, and most major leaguers can just thwack any ball if they know it's coming. They were that good. So anyway, I'm rooting for the Dodgers to get that to World Series, even though they've won a bunch, but not since 1988. And that was a Curt Gibson.
Okay.
The guy limping to the plate and hitting off of Dennis Eckersley. That was unreal. Anyway, but the Dodgers are perennial winners, certainly of the NL West.
NL champs 25 times.
Yeah, so they've been there a lot. And you know what, though? Tampa Bay's certainly your underdogs. If you like underdogs, you take Tampa Bay. And of course, their star player is Randy Arozarena, former Cardinal bench player.
Oh!
Kind of hurts me.
Okay.
Kind of gave him away, and he turns into a superstar. Ouch. John Mozeliak, come on. Wait a minute. Gotta go to my quote for that one. So Randy Arozarena traded from the Cardinals. Come on, John Mozeliak.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Anyway. All right. Is that it?
Yep.
We'll check your weather. That's next.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are 2 reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number 1 choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Up to 50, cloudy this morning. Showers by this afternoon again. 40% shot at that. And we've got a low 39 into the evening tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high 61, low 54. Clouds on Wednesday, high 67, low 57. Still that 20% chance of rain. The gold star is on Thursday, the 22nd, where we get up to 81, down to 62 with sunshine. 41 now with the gray conditions. ESPN 93.5.
And if you're looking to change out your appliances, shop Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can even make things really easy by going online to appliance-world.com. Got Thanksgiving coming up. Mm-hmm. Might need a new refrigerator oven. I'll make sure the oven works. Sign up for exclusive offers. Get the latest local deals. Talk with an associate online. Shop the showroom from your phone and more. Family owned and operated. Been in business since 77. So over 40 years, 43 plus years of appliance experience. All they do is appliances. They do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and, of course, Champaign on Neal Street as you're driving toward Marketplace Mall. Right-hand side of the road, big sign in the sky says Appliance World. That's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Check them out in Champaign if you'd like to drive there on Neal. Or start online, figure out what you're doing at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Appreciate Mayor Deb Frank Finan jumping on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she feels our tone's a little better than it was early on.
Right, and when we asked the state of Champaign, she said pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're in the midst of all this, and but Champaign-Urbana has, overall, the rates and all the people getting sick, and I don't know how many beds are being used at Carl or OSF or whatever.
I thought it was five.
Five total?
Mm-hmm.
I think the last look was something like that. But we have tested almost 700,000 people because of the University of Illinois and the rapid, quick tests we do there.
With the saliva, yep.
That's got to be number one in the world from the standpoint of how many people live here. There's nowhere in the world that has tested like we've tested in Champaign or in Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you have the wellness ambassadors before you go into the building and you show your app. I mean, it just seems like it's so far advanced when it comes to everybody else.
Leave it to the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, my friends. 359-2255, you want to chime in? Anything on your mind this morning, feel free to let us know via the text. You can also Facebook message us. Appreciate you being there.
And you can hear the show anytime. StevieJay.com.
And our Lands furnaces are Stever deal. $3,500 furnace for $2,500. Text Lands to 359-2255. The news is next.
When you're choosing new office space to lease, buy, or build to suit, you've got a lot to consider. The Atkins Group will work with you to find the perfect space for ideal productivity. And they'll also help with the details. Ceiling height, parking spaces, color swatches, office furniture layout, and more. With over three decades of experience in real estate solutions, the Atkins Group has seen it all, and they're committed to making office space for thriving businesses. Meet your new office solutions team at atkinsgroup.com. That's atkinsgroup.com.
We're very happy to welcome our law enforcement officials of the month from the Urbana Police Department. It's Michelle Robinson.
Well, right now I'm at the Urbana Middle School, and my number one goal is to bridge that gap between police and the community. And where we start is with the next generation. I feel with everything that's going on in the nation today that that's probably the number one place that Officer Burnett and I need to be in is the schools, because that's where we're going to start. We've got to stop what's going on and kind of build that gap between us and the community. Because of the trust they have in me and because of the relationships I've built, we've been able to get some guns out of youth's hands.
It's about relationships at that level.
Yes.
Where they should not fear you. They should respect, but you need to make eye contact. And I bet a lot of kids at the middle school level, Michelle Robinson, are probably surprised. You're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans, what are you doing Friday night? Join the Pia's Tailgate, Illini football under the tent. Watch Illinois take on Wisconsin this Friday night at Pia's. Buckets of fun, including 1995 wings and french fries or 1995 strips and french fries. $8 pitchers plus brats, barbecue, pork, and more. Friday night, it's the Pia's Tailgate under the tent. Game time is 7 p.m. as the Illini play in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Catch all the fun at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. That's Pia's Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield, Champaign.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.